Good morning.
Whoa, everyone. Let's turn to James chapter 5. Let's go to verse 13. So James 5, 13. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praises. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will restore the one who is sick. And the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, they will be forgiven him. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for another, that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it may not rain. It did not rain on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the sky poured rain, and the earth produced its fruit. Amen. James gives us a very good picture of warfare and more than anything else, kind of what our attitude should be. This part is part of an exhortation that James is giving to the church. And the one thing I want to focus on, I mean, there's actually quite a bit in the text, and we don't want to go so much into this thing necessarily, you know, but one thing I will say is there seems to be an aspect of since we're talking about church and these things, there is an aspect of the necessity of the body of Christ for people to become whole. And we see that in this context in verse 16, it says, confess your sins, you know, and he says to one another and pray. You know, there's an aspect and you know, when you ask God and you pray to God and for forgiveness, you're forgiven. Okay, and that's a very clear, you know, through the whole counsel of Scripture. You know, but sometimes when that happens, we're not necessarily healed. You know, and it seems to take, if the reading of James is, you know, what we're thinking he's saying, there's something about confessing your sins to one another, you know, that brings about healing. You know, there is a vertical healing that takes place with God. In other words, your sins are forgiven. But sometimes it takes the confession of sins, and it takes the partnership with somebody else within the body of Christ that actually brings about healing, you know. And because you know, and just in, you know, in my mind, a lot of that deals with the issue of shame, you know, and the issue of hiddenness in sin, you know. And when you're able to open yourself up to somebody else, you know, there tends to be a wave of healing that comes over our life, in that the grip of shame, you know, or the sin of hiddenness, or, you know, these things that the enemy, you know, kind of accompanies these types of sins with, seems to be taken care of. And, you know, that's for another discussion. That's not really what I want to talk about today. But in verse 17 and 18, it says, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it may not rain. Now, the key in this passage here says Elijah was a man just like us. So what kind of man was Elijah? You know, and cursory reading the text, we can say, well, Elijah was a man of God. I mean, this guy was a miracle worker. You know, in fact, he was so powerful that when the Israelites, or when Jesus asked, you know, his disciples, who do the people say that he is? Most of the disciples, people are saying that you're like Elijah. You know, Elijah, because he was, you know, the most prolific miracle worker in the Old Testament. You know, and so when you look at someone like that, you know, you think, wow, you know, we tend to focus on all the positive aspects, which really don't bode too well for us, because we're not Elijah. Right, no one's raised anyone from the dead, you know. No one has survived off, you know, simple jar of flour for years. You know, none of us have climbed Mount Oreb in the scorching sun. you know, with eating a piece of cake. You know, that's not our testimony. But there's other aspects of who Elijah was, and that's what James is talking about. You know, Elijah, remember, after a great victory, right, became a complainer, actually became suicidal, you know, wanted to run away and hide, and, you know, and so he was just like us. You know, how many times have we, after God had done something so powerful in our lives, next moment we know, we start complaining about what we don't have, or what he didn't do, or what he did to our friends and not to us, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So Elijah was just like us, you know, in that way, you know, prone to bouts of complaining and, you know, very easily agitated, easily forgetting God's benefits and God's blessing over their lives, even to the point of being suicidal. Remember, Elijah said, just kill me. You know, there's no one here. You know, even kind of ideas of personal grandeur, you know, as he goes to the cave, I'm the only one left. You know, no, God said, no, I got a lot of other guys hiding in the cave, man. You're not the only one. You know, and so Elijah was just like us. But what was the difference with Elijah? He prayed. That was it. You know, he's just like us, prone to the same neurosis that we're prone with even in 2009. But he prayed. You know, and I don't want you guys to lose sight of that. Right? Whatever was going on with him, whatever was going on with our lives, the success of Elijah was that he prayed earnestly. Right? Don't lose the message of what James is trying to tell us here. You know, he says the effective prayers of a righteous man can accomplish much. Right? And he's saying, this is the difference. Elijah was just like us. And miracles happened through his life because he prayed. Not because he was the man of God, right? Not because he was this incredible miracle worker. You know, not because, you know, he had these spiritual merit badges and he did these things. No, Elijah was effective because he prayed. That was, you know, the fuel. That was his strength. He prayed earnestly. And I heard from the Lord and he just went after it and he prayed. You know, and I love the picture, you know, of Elijah, you know, in Kings, in 1 Kings, where, you know, as, you know, everyone is about doing their business and getting ready for war and all these things, and it says the picture there is Elijah put his head between his knees, right? He put his head between his, in other words, he just crouched down, and he got into a humble position, and he just cried out to the Lord. That's all he did, right? He prayed. That was it. You know, just like us. Prone to the same weakness that we're prone with, you know, but his strength and really, you know, the essence of all the stuff that came through Elijah is he prayed. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly, right? And because he prayed, things begin to happen. You know, the beginning of that, this whole thought in verse 13, it says, is anyone among you suffering? He said, well, let him pray. Right? This is the link that connects heaven and earth. You know, the attitude that connects heaven and earth is faith. The activity that connects heaven and earth is prayer. Right? Actually, that was pretty good. I like that one. Right? I mean, you see my stuff coming out now, right? You know, there's something about that, right? And so we need to operate, you know, in our attitude and also in our activity. And we have the opportunity today. So let's close our eyes. And I think Samantha is going to come and lead us in a song of worship. See, in the kingdom of God, there's really not much that disqualifies us. Complaining, prideful, suicidal. That didn't stop God from using Elijah and answering his prayers. And And we have the opportunity to embrace heaven's activity as we pray. And let's just meditate on that as Sam leads us in a song.
King of Kings. You're the Lord of Lords. You're the King of Kings. You are mighty God, Lord of everything. You're Emmanuel. You're the great I Am. You're the Prince of Peace. Who is the Lamb? You're the living God. You're my saving grace. You will reign forever. You're the Ancient of Days. You are Alpha, Omega, beginning and end. You're my Savior, Messiah, Redeemer and Friend. You're my Prince of Peace, and I will live my life for you. You're holy. You are holy. And you are mighty. And you are worthy. Worthy of praise. And I will follow. And I will listen. And I will love you all of my days. And I will sing to and worship the King who is worthy. I will love and adore Him. I will bow down before Him, and I will sing to and worship the King who is worthy. I will love and adore Him. I will bow down before Him, because You're my Prince of Peace, and I will live my life for You. You are my Prince. Prince of Peace, and I will live my life for you.
Amen. Let's pray for our community right now. Let's pray for Solomon's Porch as a church. Let's pray that we would be a praying church first and foremost. That our activities on earth here would mirror the activities in heaven. And that we'd be a church that really seeks after God, seeks after His heart. And not for things of this world, but our focus on things that are eternal. You know, that we would give ourselves to prayer and fasting and things that really please the Lord. And let's just lift that up as a prayer for the whole church. And with that, let's pray for people in our community right now. If you know people that are going through difficult times, so just begin to just lift them up to the Lord. Let's pray for the Ng family. Their uncle passed away late last week, and there are a lot of funeral arrangements and whatnot. Thankfully, Jeremy was able to lead his uncle to the Lord just before he passed away, and so... that's the good news. And let's just lift up the family. There's a lot of funeral stuff that they need to take care of and whatnot. And just ask God to just really continue to bless them. Let's pray for our church members also that are out of work right now and that are looking for jobs. Let's pray for God's favor and His blessing, that God would just open doors and that we would really see a lot of progress in this area over our church people. And let's ask God to just really provide supernaturally to them. So let's just lift them up. And if you know any other people that are going through different things, just lift that up as well. Let's pray for our house churches that are meeting tonight. Let's lift up Lan Kwai Fong and Sophia and Matt and McDonald Road, Janie and Ken. Let's pray for Seymour Crest, the Kims, and Star Street, the Morels. Let's ask God to just really bless the gatherings tonight, that the Spirit of God would just really blow over us and really minister effectively into our lives. Let's just cover the discussions and all the stuff that's going to go on, the dinner and the fellowship and the teaching and the worship. Let's ask the Lord to really bless tonight. Let's go to our mission focus and let's pray for China. In particular, let's pray for Matt and Nate's parents. If you guys remember when Matt's father came and shared with us, he said there's a big prayer meeting. They're getting together with these leaders in Qingdao, and the Lord really wants to do a lot of spiritual warfare with them. And more than anything, just the Holy Spirit just blow over them. That meeting is going on today and tomorrow, or actually yesterday and today. And so let's ask God to just continue to just move over them, and the Spirit of the Lord would hover on all these leaders there. And Pastor Nate is actually in China. He'll be back today for this meeting. And so let's just pray that be a real presence of Holy Spirit would come and just blast on them. Let's also pray for the Chung family as well. And Dalian, let's ask the Lord to continue to bless them and use them. And in particular, pray for Samuel, their middle son, who's not yet given his life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know that's a big burden on the family. And so let's just pray that God would just really minister to him and move in his heart. And let's just lift up our friends there in that way, and pray for Chichihar and the orphanage in China as well. Let's cover these people up. And last, let's pray over our building search and our fund, and ask God to just really place His hand upon us, and all the pledges that God would just provide so bountifully that people would be able to give, and God would continually speak to others who have not yet pledged yet. And this week we have some important meetings. This week we're having a meeting with a structural engineer tomorrow. Let's pray that God would just really lead us to the right people and all the work's going done. I know our finance committee is very busy trying to secure a loan for the building, and everything is moving so fast right now. If you could pray for me, I really appreciate it. This week I'm trying to finalize our SP Limited and our bylaws and our memorandum and associations and all the legal stuff of what Solomon's Porch is really all about. And so it requires quite a bit of thinking and praying through and verbalizing and putting on paper, you know, kind of what's in our hearts. And pray that you know, I would get this project done this week. So everything kind of hinges on this. And so I'd appreciate your prayers in that. Lord, we bless you today, God. We thank you so much, God, for your hand upon us. And Lord, just continue to speak to us and through us, Lord, and just continue to remind us, God, that, Lord, that our avenue to you, God, our way to bring heaven down is through prayer, Lord. And so we come like the disciples, God, and we say, Lord, teach us to pray. Lord, teach us to seek after you, God, and teach us to only have your agenda in heart, Lord. And if there's anything that gets in the way, God, we pray that you remove them in our lives, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for our friends overseas. Thank you for our team in Cambodia, God. Bring them back safely tomorrow. Lord, we just pray, God, that your hand would be upon us, God, as we do your work this day. Lord, we just give all our concerns, all our thoughts to you. We lay it at your feet, God. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys today. Have a great day. And we'll see you again this week.